programs experience working with students to actually reach families with educational materials. Our project goal is for two communities to educate students in grades 5 and 10 and their families about genetics and the importance of family health history. Our objectives are to adapt and or develop culturally appropriate curriculum materials for students, to develop culturally appropriate take-home family materials, to train teachers in using the materials leading to classroom adoption, and to widely disseminate these materials. While Utah has traditionally been thought as a primarily Caucasian community, our population demographics are actually rapidly changing. 13% of Utah's population is Hispanic Latino. Most of these people are from Mexican origin. And some of our districts are up to 45% Hispanic Latino, with some schools over 50 and even 60% Hispanic Latino. The Salt Lake City School District is in fact now a minority majority school district. Before we began this project, we conducted several needs assessments. We had dialogues with Hispanic and Latino community leaders that identified needs for culturally appropriate health and genetics education materials for adults and students, as well as curriculum materials for students that are in accordance with Hispanic-Latino health beliefs and culture, and that include Spanish language materials. Also, genetics had recently been added to the fifth grade curriculum for Utah, and we have been receiving many requests from fifth grade teachers for genetics materials as well as Spanish language materials. And finally, when we looked at the statewide assessment tests, we found that there was a 43% achievement gap for Hispanic-Latino students, indicating a need for more appropriate curriculum materials for this group. Our project partners include a number of groups that are, we have a number of partnerships with this project. First, there's the partnership between an academic institution, the University of Utah Genetic Science Learning Center, and a public health institution, the State Department of Health Chronic Disease Genomics Program. Then there's our partnership with our Community Advisory Committee. And also, because this project involves schools, we have partnerships with the State Office of Education, the Salt Lake City School District, as well as local teachers, students, and their families. And finally, there's our partnership with our outside evaluator from Bach Harrison. We use multiple approaches for community engagement. First, I'm going to talk about the teachers, and then we'll move on to the advisory committee. Because these were curriculum materials, we started out with a three-day curriculum development workshop with teachers, where they worked with us to learn about the topic and then to draft ideas for curriculum materials that would address the state science core standards as well as meet their needs in the classroom. These materials were then further developed by Genetic Science Learning Center staff, and then we brought these materials to our Community Advisory Committee, and we'll be talking about that in a minute, for culturally appropriate adaptations. After adaptation by the Advisory Committee and further development by Genetic Science Learning Center staff, we held a training workshop with teachers to train them in using the materials, and then they implemented them in their classroom and conducted evaluation of the materials. So, for our community engagement with advisory committee, this was, in addition to the school community, this was a wonderful opportunity to work with the Hispanic Latino community in the state. We worked with the Department of Health's Center for Multicultural Health to help us identify members to form our committee. The committee met monthly to begin with, and then a little less frequently as we moved on through the project. We began by introducing them to the project as a whole and what its goals and purposes were, and then we had them review the materials that had been previously developed by the teacher community. This helped in two ways. First, it provided them help in learning the concept of genetics. It was an unfamiliar concept to them, so it provided them the background that they needed, and then it allowed them to provide really knowledgeable feedback and critique to help us. it really also created great excitement that caused them to become a lot more engaged in the process than we had anticipated when we started out. They recommended, as Louisa said, cultural adaptations for each of the activities, and then they developed ideas for family-centered take-home activities. Project staff then took those activities and developed them more fully, created the activities. We brought those back to the committee, and they developed the materials. They reviewed all of the developed materials, and then we revised them as needed. Once the materials were presented to the students in the classroom, they provided feedback in a couple of ways. First, through pre- and post-knowledge tests, and then surveys that were specifically designed to obtain feedback on the family take-home materials. And then the feedback from the families were primarily through these surveys through the students, and then informal feedback to the teachers during parent-teacher conferences. In all, there were 5 classroom activities that were adapted and 3 brand new take-home family activities, along with all of the teacher materials to present these in the classroom. To give you a flavor for one of these activities, we'd like to show you the activity, this family take-home activity that is displayed on the screen. It's called the Family Traits Trivia. And for this, you're going to all have to stand up. You thought you were going to be able to just sit and vegetate during this hour. Okay, so this page was sent home with the students. They were to cut out each of these blocks, kind of like little cards, and then they were to shuffle them up. And then you went through each of these, and we're only going to do a couple of them, and identify what traits you have. So, first thing you're going to have to do is stick out your tongue. And if you can curl your tongue, you may stay standing. So stick out your tongue, and you can see the picture, the second one on the right. If you can curl your tongue, you may stay standing. If you can't curl your tongue, you need to sit. Okay, next one. Take your 2 hands and clasp them together just in the most natural way possible. Now look down at your hands and look at which thumb is on the top. If your left thumb is on the top, you may stay standing. Otherwise, you need to sit down. Okay, the next one we're going to do is the one that is freckles. So if you have freckles, you may stay standing. Otherwise, you need to sit down. Ooh, very good. Okay, that's all the ones we're going to do today. Thank you very much. One of the things the students really liked about this activity was to see how many cards they had to go through before they were the last one standing. So it was really a fun way to engage the families. They talked about traits. They learned about this activity. So
for our testing of the 5th grade materials, we engaged 6 teachers in schools with high Hispanic Latino enrollment. 159 5th grade students participated in classrooms that were 46% to 64% Hispanic Latino, and then their families were also engaged. And in the photo, you see some students engaging in one of the classroom activities called the Tree of Genetic Traits. Our evaluation found that the materials were culturally appropriate. They engaged students in learning about genetics and inherited traits. They achieved the intended learning objectives. They significantly increased students' knowledge of the materials, and families were engaged. Teachers reported that students who said that they thought their family would not do the take-home family activities with them, the families actually did the activities with the students. And teachers, as Rebecca mentioned, teachers were hearing about the activities from parents at parent-teacher conferences. Here you see one of the handy family trees, which is one of the family activities, which was displayed on a bulletin board at the district office. I think this quote from one of the 5th grade teachers in her written evaluation of the materials speaks to the power of the materials in the classroom. The home activities were the best part of this unit. My Spanish-speaking parents were able to more fully participate in their students' education. my students got to have some very good conversations about genetics with their families. Having everything in Spanish really validated my Spanish-speaking students and let them know their native language was valued in our school. And all of the student materials for the classroom as well as the family activities are available in both Spanish and English. After working on the fifth grade materials, which provided an introduction to genetics and inherited traits, we then moved on to working on high school materials focused on family health history. And based on the recommendations of our community advisory committee, we've developed a video with Hispanic students talking about the importance of family health history and two new activities, one of which is a take-home guide for students to collect family health history with checklists and then to put that information into a health family tree. We'll be conducting classroom testing of these materials this fall. All of these materials are freely available on the Learn.Genetics website, and you have at your, we put out on your seats cards for the fifth grade activities. I should mention that those fifth grade activities, while they're designed for use in classrooms, we've found that many of them are very useful for use with adult groups, both as icebreakers like the one that we just did, as well as helping people understand what are inherited traits and how does inheritance occur. So they can be used in a variety of situations. For the fifth grade materials, if you click on the basics and beyond, you then need to create a teacher login here with your email address and a password. We created this on our site at the request of teachers who wanted the answer keys not quite as accessible to students. So, and all of the PDF files for the fifth grade materials are in this Basics and Beyond section with the teacher materials. For the health family history materials, the student online materials are available here in Using Family History to Improve Your Health. And in the teacher login are the additional classroom materials as well as the take-home. We will have the take-home activity there. Challenges to developing our materials with the Hispanic-Latino community included that we were unable to identify any Hispanic-Latino teachers within driving distance of Salt Lake City. We needed to educate our community members on the Community Advisory Board about genetics, and the fifth grade materials really provided a wonderful place to start with them learning about just what is a trait. It was difficult to get people to attend regularly at committee meetings because they're very busy. We had some people who attended regularly and other people who came less frequently. And we found that working with a community advisory committee takes much longer than working with teachers who we can pay to be there for several days at a time. We next had worked on trying to engage the Native American community in developing materials for them. The health department has a formal process for engaging the tribes, but we found that this wasn't a priority for the tribes at this time, and we found that at this time in Utah there's been major changes in leadership with a number of the tribes. The Indian Walk-In Center, the executive director left and had not been replaced yet, and the Indian Education Specialist at the State Office of Education has left and not been replaced. So we found that this wasn't an opportune time to work with this community. However, the National Native Tongan American Society is very interested in family health history, approached the health department, and we're going to be working with them on this project and putting together a community advisory committee in the next month. Unexpected outcomes with the Hispanic-Latino community were their high level of interest, engagement, and ownership of working with the materials. They actually worked on revising each student activity and created ideas for family activities. And lessons learned were hands-on learning was important for the community. Something that we knew but others should know with this curriculum development project is teachers are the ultimate gatekeepers for curriculum and need to be involved in this type of project. And changes among potential partners can impact your ability to carry out a project as planned. Thank you.